We continue with a report on renowned Hawaiian botanist Steve Perlman, a man who thinks nothing of risking his life to protect rare plants that couldn't survive on their own.
Imagine this. Your job necessitates climbing vertical 100-meter-high cliffs without ropes and kayaking into creeks where the ocean waves could easily smash you against the rocks. It's dangerous, but there is no alternative because you are on a life-and-death mission and will do whatever it takes to find your target. Why? Because you are a botanist, that's why. Welcome to the world of extreme botany, as practiced by Steve Perlman on the islands of Hawaii. Thanks to its isolation, Hawaii is home to more than 1,000 species of plant that are found nowhere else in the world. But due to the introduction of rats, goats, and foreign plants, around 100 species have already become extinct, and many others are in critical danger. Perlman's mission is to find and save Hawaii's rare plants, ideally in the wild, or, when that isn't possible, by cultivating them in botanical gardens. It can be deeply depressing to watch a species that had evolved over millions of years take its last breath in front of your eyes, Perlman says. We hear a lot about endangered animal species, but the crisis facing our planet's flora goes completely unnoticed and is not just a Hawaiian problem. The palm-like cycad plant, for example, has existed for 300 million years and is older than any other complex life form on this planet. But because they are beautiful and popular with plant enthusiasts, wild cycads have suffered a poaching crisis worse than rhinos, elephants, or any animal. As a result, 3/4 of cycad species are now at risk of extinction. Botanists estimate that around 1/3 of Earth's plant species are endangered, but plant conservation programs currently attract only about 5% of the funding that animal programs receive. All other considerations aside, this disparity may prove to be a grave error for another species, us. Today, just as in the past, we derive many of our medicines from plants. But only about 1% of the world's plants have been studied for their medicinal properties. Researchers know that there are cures and other revelations waiting to be discovered, but time is against them. So while those who save the world in films are generally secret agents or superheroes, spare a thought for men like Steve Perlman. Botany, it's a tough job, but someone has to do it.